Okay, reading from the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Lila, Chapter 1. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Parama Abhuta Kata Maha Ashambhav Nimai Pandit Hoile Parama Vaishnava. A most wonderful and most impossible incident has occurred. Nimai Pandit has become the greatest Vaishnava. Om Vijnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Taksur Unmulatam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanyamano Vistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasade Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Greetings from Vrindavan. This will be my last week here. Yeah, and I'm going to end my week by taking 3 or 4 days to go on Parikram, Lila Vilasini and myself and maybe one other person. And every day I've been having my class here. We've been doing this Chaitanya Bhagavat and a small group of people, but very, very qualified. And you could really feel what Rasa Shastra is. What Rasa Shastra is Shastra that describes the Lord's pastimes so expertly that when you hear them, you can actually feel the sentiments that they express and develop the same aspiration for them. I mean, I'm doing every day, so I'm way ahead. And we're doing once a week. But we just went through the whole pastime of Jugai and Mudhai and the spirit of Lord Nityananda and Haridas to give Krishna consciousness. And I mean, when there's really descriptions of Jugai and Mudhai, they're terrifying. And even the Brahmins were recommending that they don't try to deliver them. And just that spirit, it reminds me of the spirit, how Prabhupada inspired people to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And just that desire to please, which is bhakti. Bhakti means when to overcome selfishness and to develop this intense desire to please Krishna through the Guru Parampara. And that becomes your focus. That is love. When that becomes your focus, not to be pleased, but to please. And with that focus, the degree of sacrifice that people made, and beginning with the example of Lord Nityananda, going door to door and approaching these people, and just with that singular focus, and that singular focus was the success of Prabhupada. I always tell this story that I heard of when Prabhupada first came back. You probably heard me tell it before, but I don't mind telling something before if it's in context. Prabhupada was coming back for the first time to Calcutta after he achieved the amazing. I mean, just imagine the shock of the other leaders in the Gaudiya Math, either happiness or I guess some may be difficult to accept, that someone who wasn't the core group, who was a grihastha on the outside, especially in the Gaudiya Math, where they didn't have that regard that Prabhupada did for people who Kiba Vipa Kiba Nasi, doesn't matter who you are, if you give Krishna tattva. And then Prabhupada comes back and he's thinking of his success and then considering his godbrothers. And if you read Bhakti by Bhav by Bhakti Vikas Swami, and has a whole, I read other books on the quality of people that were Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur attracted to Krishna consciousness, and how incredibly powerful they were. And then Prabhupada was thinking, in comparison, how is he successful? And he was meditating on these people's managerial ability, their preaching ability, their scholarship. They were all stars. And then Prabhupada thought, because I was 100% faithful to the order of my spiritual master, meditating on the verse in the Gita, verse 241, I think, Vivasayat Vikabudhya Ake Hakuru Nandana, that one in devotion is resolute in purpose. Bhushakayananta said, not many branch, he's resolute. And in the purport, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that means that one should accept the order of the spiritual master as their life and soul. And how Prabhupada and Guru Parampara continues, puts that inspiration into people's hearts. I know, I was in Vrindavan, but if Prabhupada in a second said, go to the Middle East, not many people know this, but Yasser Arafat of the Palestine Liberation Army, his right-hand man, one of his right-hand men actually became a Krishna devotee. He became my godbrother, Ravanari. And he was a fanatic Hare Krishna. He wanted to march on Mecca and establish Gaur Nitai. I remember him. He was an amazing personality. He's still living. But I had friends that were in the Middle East and being chased by the Palestine Liberation Army, and their car was going and they were in pursuit, and James Bond style, they opened up the door and my friend jumped out and rolled down the hill to escape. So just reading about Nityananda and seeing what the full manifestation of the Bhakti Lata Beach can be, that seed of devotion, where that becomes your priority. I want to please Krishna, and his desire is carried in the Guru Parampara. And what sacrifice people made to establish the Krishna conscious movement. Borijan was making that point when Prabhupada Disappearance Festival, he was making that point. And you know, because now, I mean, my God, I live better here than I do in the West. It's not on, but I have my AC right above me. And, you know, I just got all facilities here. You've been to my room, I mean. And you know, I'm plugged in here. I mean, better than I am any place in the world. I got my router in the room, and, you know, and it's just so... But Borijan said, don't think, he was given a class, don't think it was like this. The sacrifices that people made to establish Krishna consciousness. Based on that faith that this is so good that it's worth any sacrifice to get it. So just reading about Lord Nityananda and his preaching inspired us what to speak of his avadhut and the kirtans that were going on and the mood and the bhavas. And I really felt like with this nice group, Ladini Shakti's here, many of you know him, he comes every day, and just a few other good people. It's a quiet time here. Now, we'll get up to the part that we are, and this is Sriman Pandit. It's the, I think, the brother maybe of Sribas Pandit. And they see him, and he seems really happy because he had this incredible revelation. And the revelation is, I can't believe it, Nimai, who is the crest jewel of logicians and who ridiculed the Vaishnavas with caricature and teasing words, has now become the greatest Vaishnava. So the Vaishnavas are, they're so ecstatic. And what is a Vaishnava? It's not just an external dress. It's not just your allegiance to something. It's the substance you have. And we talked about that point at the very beginning, that commitment changes consciousness. And what is that commitment? To serve Krishna. And ultimately in a particular relationship with Krishna. And that's what the foundation of Diksha initiation is, Sambandha Vishesh Gyan, Bhagavat Sarup Gyan, a form of God you worship, the specific relationship, it manifests. So, and that love, this is bhava, this is prema, it's overwhelming. Why is it overwhelming? Because what you hold in your heart is God's love. It's an energy of God that imbues your consciousness with that same love and awakens your eternal relationship with Krishna. So what is that like? And they're seeing it. They're seeing how he's changed. Hearing that he is happily returned from Gaia, I went to see him yesterday afternoon. Everything he said revealed his utmost aversion to the world. He did not display any arrogance even for half a moment. No arrogance. It's no longer your objective. Where does arrogance come from? It comes from the false conception of the self, that I am the enjoyer, I am the controller. A desire for superiority. And if you have any, you display it. You want it recognized. That's material world. Profit, admiration, distinction. We all have it. It just depends to what degree it's manifest. But here, he didn't have it at all. There's no false ego. There's no arrogance. He's seeing God. He's seeing himself. How can you be arrogant? You can only be arrogant when you don't see God, and that's called Maya. When you don't see what's there, that it's God and God's energy, and you're part of that. You're the Unga, the limb. You're not the Ungi, the possessor of the limbs. You're not the body or the part. He continues, in a secluded place, he began to speak about Krishna and the wonders that he had witnessed at various places. As soon as he mentioned the name Pada Padma Tirtha, the area around him became filled with his tears. Now, what's going to be described, this is called Udipan. For there to be rasa, there has to be Udipan. Udipan is like a match. What stimulates it? Because the bhav is there, the sthayi bhav, your relationship with Krishna, and your heart is soft. But rasa is when it's heightened to the highest degree, so it needs a match. It's not always manifest. So what was the match? Pada Padma Tirtha. He saw the place where the Lord's lotus feet were washed, and he just became overwhelmed. You know, it reminds me, my friend Jan, of 58 years, comes to Vrindavan in such the right mood, so submissive and so humble and so beaten by the material world. And he's been touching Krishna consciousness for 50 years. It took him 50 years to become committed. And he came, and Lila Velasini, who was taking him and Lal Govinda and Dvaitacharya and Vrindavan Das out, she was just amazed. Went, wow, this is Gopal Bhatta's samadhi? Wow, this is Seva Kunj, where the rasa dance happened? Wow. And then I personally took him and Vrindavan Das and Lal Govinda. I took them to Radha Kund, and I do that very, very seriously. We don't stay long, but we chant all the time. And I told the pastime, and then very respectfully, we went in. And when Jan came out, he's my age, he started to cry like a baby, and he put his head on my chest, just crying. That's Udipan. If you're in the right mood and the right appreciation and the right humility, devotional objects can have such powerful inspiration. His entire body began to tremble. They're describing Lord Chaitanya, and all the hairs on his body stood on end. Calling out, O Krishna, he fell to the ground. When he fell unconscious, there were no signs of life in his body. After a while, he regained his external consciousness with a startled motion. Then finally, he began to shed tears as he called out the name of Krishna. It appeared as the Ganga herself was flowing from his eyes. By the devotion that I've seen in him, I no longer consider him an ordinary human being. On returning external consciousness, he said only, let us meet at Shukla Bar's house early tomorrow morning. So this is a Vaishnava. He's just overwhelmed with love of Krishna. And that's Krishna's love, and it's overwhelming. I wish to reveal my distress to you, Sadashiv and Murari Pandit. There's every reason to believe this most suspicious news that I have given you. On hearing this news from Srimad Pandit, the devotees triumphantly chanted the name of Hari. So what can be more ecstatic than that? That God has manifest. The magnanimous Srivas was the first to speak. May Krishna increase our family. May our family increase. As all the devotees happily discuss topics of Krishna, a most auspicious and enchanting sound vibration arose. All the devotees repeatedly exclaim, may it be so, let everyone worship the lotus feet of Lord Krishna Chandra. So this is having an incredible emotional impact on the Vaishnav community, because Lord Chaitanya came back in this ecstatic mood of devotion with real deep sentiments. In this way, after picking flowers, all the devotees return to their homes to perform their daily worship. Now, it's also interesting that in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is what I would call, I heard called Acharya Leela, Lord Chaitanya showing how we become a devotee, we don't see the deep meditational practice that Lord Chaitanya exhibited until the Antyalila. Here, these are Grihasthas. And we see doing kirtan, and we see worshiping the deities. And it seems that they all do it about the same time. It's almost like the whole country is on the same wavelength. So I suppose they woke up just before before the Brahma Muhurta, which is 48 minutes before the sunrise, and maybe they went to Mangal Artik, and then they have to do their deity worship. As soon as the sunrise, they go to flowers, they meet the other Vaishnavas. What a beautiful community, and it's Vaishnava, where everyone is thinking of others before themselves. How beautiful to have a Vaishnava community where the mood is intensely to serve. I went, I think, 2 months ago, maybe last month even, to this ashram in Barsana on the banks of Rishavada Kund. And there was a great sadhu there. I heard about him. I told you the story, but anyway, I was going on parikram And, you know, someone told me, why don't we go there? We can take lunch and maybe meet this sadhu. And I come into their little ashram, and the level of respect, the level of respect The level of respect was just overwhelming. It wasn't artificial. When I came in there, how they were trying to serve. And then somehow or other, the person I was with knew that sadhu, and some sent a message that I was here as if I was someone. And the sadhu invited me into his bhajan kutir. He chants every morning from 5:30 to 2:30. He chants for 9 hours. And he was so respectful and so welcoming. I was, whoa. And we, you know, talked to him for about 10, 15 minutes. It seems he even took a little time out of his bhajan. And then we served prasadam. They had soft puris that were filled with very soft kachori, the inside of a kachori, but it was a very beautiful prasadam. And I was watching as the people came in, and they were all in the same mood. I bet you none of them surfed the web. They're all in this such this beautiful Vaishnav mood. And then I took prasadam, and then I had to go, so I washed up. And then as I came out, just came back to get my shoes, that sadhu came out of his room, you know. And he had a plastic bag, and there was a new Pashima shot trotter. Maybe I told you this, but he opened it up and put it over me and hugged me and thanked me for coming. I said, wow, Vaishnavs. And then I watched, you know, so nice. And that's what's being communicated here. These Vaishnavas, and they're picking flowers, and they're just so pleased to see each one. Shriman Pandit went back to the house of Shuklambar Brahmachari in the bank of the Ganges. After Gadadhar Pandit heard the news, he quickly went to the house of Shuklambar, thinking, let me hear what topics of Krishna he will relate. Gadadhar hid inside Shuklambar's house. Soon, devotee companions of the Lord, like Sada Shiva, Murari, Srimad, and Shuklambar, all gathered there. At that time, Vishrambar, the king of the twice-born, arrived there to meet the assembled Vaishnavas. They all greeted him in great happiness, but the Lord did not manifest any external vision. Paramanande Shabe Karena Sambhash Prabhura Nahika Bhaya Drishti Prakash Paramanande, great Ananda Day, greeting Lord Chaitanya. I attain my Lord, but where has he gone? Saying this, the Lord fell to the ground while holding a pillar. So he can't contain his ecstasy. And they're watching these deep, deep feelings of separation. And sometimes separation is considered higher than union because In union, you see your beloved before you, but in separation, you see your beloved everywhere. As soon as the Lord fell to the ground, exclaiming, O Krishna, all the devotees tottered and also fell to the ground. So this is very, very common in love, but even more pronounced in Krishna's pastimes, that if you love someone, you feel their happiness and distress. I know in this book, Balap Kushmanjali, there's a famous term when Raghunath Das is glorifying Sanatana Goswami of para dukkha dukkhi, no suffering, but I suffer for others. I suffer for the suffering of others. And then it begins with a very interesting verse, Tvam Rupam Manjari Sikhi Pratipap. Forgot that verse, but it seems that Rupa Manjari has the same marks as Radha does in her love to Krishna. Although, how is it possible? Because Rupa Manjari didn't have that direct relationship, because she felt everything. And that's why it's called Manjari, because a Manjari is a Tulsi Manjari. And when that shakes, the whole plant shakes. Or when the plant shakes, the Manjari shakes. So the plant is like Radha in her ecstasy, and they feel it. So the suffering of Lord Chaitanya, or him tottering and falling, they also faint. Gadadhar Pandit fell unconscious within the room. No one knew who fell on whom. All the devotees lost consciousness due to ecstatic love of Krishna. And the goddess Janavi smiled in amazement. After some time, Vishvambhar regained his external consciousness and began to cry loudly and piteously while calling out the name of Krishna. O Krishna, O my Lord, where have you gone? Saying this, the Lord again fell to the ground. The son of Sachi cried out of love for Krishna, and all the devotees surrounding the Lord also cried loudly. Again and again, the Lord fell to the ground with great force, but due to ecstatic love, he could not feel anything. The sounds of chanting and crying in ecstatic love combined to fill the house of Shuklambar with love of God. After some time, Vishvambhar became pacified and sat down, yet the current of ecstatic love continued to flow. The Lord then inquired, who is inside the room? Shuklambar Brahmachari replied, your Gadadhar is inside. Gadadhar bent his head down and cried. Seeing this, Lord Vishvambhar became greatly satisfied. The Lord said, O Gadadhar, you indeed most fortunate. From your childhood, you have firmly fixed your mind on Krishna. I have passed my time in useless endeavors. Although I have obtained the priceless treasure by arrangement of providence, I have lost it. So he had some feeling and then he lost it. And that's how bhava or prem flows. Guru Govinda Maharaj wrote that book, The Embankment of Separation, because a river, prem is like an energy. And it's an energy that flows mutually between two people in relationship. And we have that relationship with God. But we don't feel that energy, because just as an umbrella can cover our self from the effects of the sun, the false ego can cover the effects of our consciousness from that connection of love and devotion with Krishna. And humility opens our consciousness to that connection. That's why sometimes they say dainya and utter humility and prema are the same. Because when you have dainya, it makes a crack. Humility makes a crack in the false ego and enables us to feel that with God. Gadara bent his head down and cried. Seeing this, Lord Vishnu became fully satisfied. So he says, I've lost that. So once you experience, so there's like a river. So that's like a river. This prema is like a river. And for a river to flow forcefully, it has to have two embankments. If one embankment is not there, it'll just flood the fields. It won't flow powerfully. So there's an, for that prema has an embankment of union and embankment of separation. So naturally he's feeling that separation. After saying this, Vishwambar again fell to the ground, and his entire body, which is worshipable to everyone, became covered with dust. The Lord repeatedly regained consciousness and fell. Repeatedly fell unconscious. Although he hit the ground with his nose and face, he was protected by Providence. So this is actually, they may call it hagiography, you know, a little bit, you know, by the devotee, you know, it's from a more of a subjective viewpoint, you may say. But even from a subjective viewpoint, he's just, if you feel that way, or someone, a scholar can say that way, but what he's describing is something that actually happened. He could not open his eyes due to excessive tears of love. Other than the name of Krishna, nothing issued from his beautiful mouth. Grasping the necks of those present, Vishnu wept and asked, "Oh brothers, tell me quickly, where is Krishna?" Seeing the earnest longing of the Lord, all the devotees cried. They were unable to speak. The Lord said, "Please relieve my distress. Bring me the son of Maharaj Nanda." That's glorious. That's love. If you have love, you feel separation. If you have love, you feel separation. After saying this, the Lord sighed deeply and wept repeatedly. His hair was unbound and trailed on the ground. The whole day passed like a moment in this blissful state. Then the Lord took leave of the devotees for a short time. The devotees, headed by Gadadhar, Sadashiva, Sriman Pandit, and Shlukumbar, were all filled with amazement. They were all speechless and even lost external consciousness after seeing the transformations of ecstasy displayed by the Lord. They all joyfully went to the community of Vaishnavas and narrated in detail the entire incident. Hearing the news, all the great devotees chanted, "Hari, Hari," and began to cry. They were all amazed to hear about the wonderful display of love. Some of them said, "Maybe the Supreme Lord is manifested." Others said, "If Nimai Pandit becomes a great, good devotee, then we can easily tear off the heads of the atheists." Some of them said, "Krishna for certain, know for certain that this is one of Krishna's mysteries. There is no doubt about it." Others said, "By associating with Ishvara Puri, he must have seen some manifestation of Krishna at Gaya." In this way, all the devotees happily discussed various topics among themselves. They all jointly blessed the Lord with words, "May be the object of Krishna's mercy." All the devotees began to perform kirtan and ecstasy. Some of them sang, some of them danced, and some of them cried. So the nature of emotion is that it has to be expressed. It will be expressed. Oh, and powerful emotion especially has to be expressed. So, and the best expression of devotion is kirtan. Even in the material world, when someone has, you know, infatuation, they have to listen to songs that express it. Or they have to write love letters. Someone always gets caught, if they have a paramour in the modern age, because even if they lock their phone, their spouse will find a way to open it and see all the love letters, because people cannot stop themselves. Cannot stop themselves from expressing. In this way, all the devotees happily returning to partial consciousness, Vishwambhar went to the house of Ganga Das Pandit. The Lord offered his obeisances. At the feet of his teacher, who immediately got up with respect and embraced the Lord, his guru said, "Glorious is your life, my dear. You have delivered both your father's and mother's family. Your students know only you as their teacher. They would not open their books even for Brahma. Now that you have returned, you should begin your teaching tomorrow. Today, go home." After offering his obeisance to his guru, Vishwambhar departed. Surrounded by his students, he appeared like the moon amidst the stars. The Lord then went to the house of Mukunda Sanjay, where he sat down within the Chandi Mandap. Accompanied by his relatives, the most pious Sanjay, Mukunda Sanjay, experienced unlimited happiness. The Lord embraced Purushottama Sanjay and drenched his body with tears. Okay, I think for today, we'll stop there. If anybody would like to share a reflection, anything they remembered in the class that struck them,
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, this is Lal Govinda.
Hi, Bo. Thank you.
If you have love, you feel separation.
Yeah. Just like on Prabhupada's disappearance festival, the glory is some tears. I know one of my god sisters, she came, we were having Prabhupada's disappearance out in Govardhan. Even though he disappeared in Vrindavan. And we asked her, you know, why she came out there. And she said she just couldn't tolerate. She just couldn't tolerate to be there. Okay, thank you. Anyone else?
Hi, Bo. Maharaj, it's Jimena Jaya.
Hi, Bo. What do you remember, Jumana Jaya?
I was just loving about how you said that humility is like the cracks in the false ego, and that arrogance is like the umbrella. And to get that umbrella, that blocking out of the way, that humility was the way in. I just thought that was really beautiful.
I like the way you expressed it even better than me. Arrogance is the umbrella. And false ego is the crack. That's the whole thing in bhakti, is to somehow or other, in humility, make an opening in our heart to experience the natural energy between us and God. Prema Pumartha Mahan, and that energy is the greatest, greatest thing. Okay, anyone else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, I'm Gloria.
Hi, Bo, Gloria. Thank you. Yeah.
I wanted to remember this sentence you said. Vaishnava community, in a Vaishnava community, each one is thinking first in the others than in its in himself.
Yeah. A Vaishnav thinks about others before themselves. That's the core basis of what a Vaishnav is. And that type of community is just so pleasant to be in. Thank you, Gloria. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, it's Tiffany. There were several things you said, but I guess I'll just pick a couple because just how you, the way that you express that a Vaishnava is not external dress, but it's the substance that you have, and that you can only be arrogant when you don't see God, and that's called Maya. And also what you brought up about the humility, how humility opens our consciousness to Krishna. And also your analogy about kirtan and singing in a kirtan is expressing your love, and how you compare it in the mundane world, how, you know, when we feel attraction to someone, we find songs that express it. So thank you very much.
Wow, very good. Everybody has such good remembrances. One more and then Gail can ask her questions.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. This is Raja Sundarirata.
Hi, Bo.
Hi, Bo. You said you're talking about like the river and the embankment of union and separation is for, and what was it, for love or?
For, it's prema.
Prema, right. Yeah.
Love flows when there's both union and separation. So, for example, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he's in the Gambhira and he wants to get that prema, they're like, he's singing songs of union and there's stories of union and his love is growing. And then those who are assisting him then start to sing songs of separation, because that embankment has to be built up. And then there's union.
Yeah.
Even Krishna, he goes to the forest and the trees bloom. And then when he leaves in the evening, they wither. And when he goes to the forest, the residents of Vrindavan are in separation. And when he comes back, they're in union. So those two feelings are essential for love to reach its height. And we have that even in the world. We're with people and then, you know, we miss them, you know. Okay, thank you. Okay,
thank you.
Okay. Gail, any questions?
Hey, Krishna Maharaj. Thank you so much. Yeah, I do have a couple of things. Just want to confirm my understanding about this dukkha-dukkhi concept. You know, the pure devotees, their suffering is not for themselves, it's for others. So the reason, however, why their state of bliss is nevertheless complete and perfect is because when they're suffering for others, it's because they're experiencing the love for Krishna, and therefore, and they want others to experience that. Therefore, their suffering for others is a symptom of that love, because they're feeling so sorry that others don't have it. So that's what keeps their bliss perfect and, you know, non-dual. Is that okay, or?
I have to think about it. I just want to just express what the concept is. Anyway, I'll just express the concept, and I'll try to incorporate what you said, that a Vaishnava is, you know, he's in Anand, he's in Prema. So in that sense, it's beyond duality. His happiness is, he's always in Prema. So he doesn't have any problem. So there's no suffering. His only problem is that others are suffering. So, I mean, and your point is you want to connect it to the non-duality of their feelings.
Yeah.
That, okay, you know, there's a certain compassion they're feeling, which maybe is a good feeling. But they suffer for others. There's compassion. And compassion means empathy. So you feel for the other's feelings. And I think this is a little bit different than, you know, the rasa. Because this is, you know, because it says the devotee comes from the platform of uttam to madhyam for preaching. Otherwise, he doesn't make that discrimination. He actually sees that Krishna is serving others better than themselves. But on this platform, when the devotee comes down to madhyam, and then he can actually see that certain people are separated from Krishna. Yeah. Okay, what other question, Gail?
Yeah, the other question was, when you were talking about Manjari Bhav, and how, you know, the Manjaris, whatever Radharani is feeling, they're feeling. So, you know, if somebody asked me, I don't know how will I be able to explain that they're nevertheless individuals, you know, just because they're feeling whatever Radharani is feeling.
Why not? It's just like a mother, if their, you know, daughter is unhappy, they can feel unhappy. If their daughter is happy, they can feel happy. That doesn't mean that they become their daughter, so I don't see any difference that the Manjaris can feel what Krishna's feeling. It doesn't mean that it's all the time, maybe, but in certainly when Radharani's with Krishna, they love her so much, but it's a different type of feeling because Radharani is sambhog. It's direct union, and theirs is called tad tad bhava ichamayi. Their happiness is vicarious.
So we can say that their individuality is maintained because it's not that every single thought is of Radharani is their thought, and not every single emotion that they have. Because
right.
There is some distinction sometimes, right?
Right, right, yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Maharaj.
Okay. Anybody else like to say hello out there?
Hi, Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Bo. Hare Bo. Okay, great. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Mukunda.
Mukunda, Hare Bo. Wow. I got to contact you soon. Okay. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
It's who?
Deva Priya.
Oh, Hari Bo.
And Sri Rupa.
Sri Rupa. Hari, Hari Bo. Hari Bo. Who else?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, this is Jaini Tai.
What a great voice you have, Jaini Tai.
Hare Krishna, thank you.
Wow. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Sri Gandharvika.
Thank you so much. Hare Bo. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, it's Jai Kishori.
See you soon. Anybody else? Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, this is Kishori Radha.
And Priya.
And Totagopi.
Priya. Hare Bo, Hare Bo. Okay. Anybody else? A few more voices in our community. Okay, we'll end for today. Thank you all. Patitanam pavanebhyo. Vaishnavebhyo namo namah.